Hello, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Dale from Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Yes.
Right, perfect. Okay, so I have your account pulled up, and I also have the website editor. So what are you having troubles with? What edits are you trying?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So, I hate that teal color. That seems as I do not like that color. So
right.
Very headline. I was wondering if we could change the color. Then I wanted to change some of these pictures. And I go to, like, for instance, where it says furnace installation. So I click on it. I'm on the website in editor.
Mm-hmm.
So for furnace installation, I got a picture of a water heater. I don't even work on water heaters, but we got a picture of a water heater on my furnace installation page. So I try to change the picture, and it will not let me. It says this content cannot be edited. Please contact your administrator.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. All right. So let's focus on the color first, right?
Gotcha.
So if you want to change the entire theme, because it's the theme of the website that you're looking to change, because almost everything is around the teal area, right? Teal, green, blue, green, and stuff. So if you go to theme, right, on the left-hand side of the website editor, you should be able to see the colors, right? The colors that's currently being used. Sure.
I got it. I found it.
Right.
I'm old and slow.
That's fine. If you ask me to install furnace heaters, I wouldn't be able to do that. So, right. But yeah, so that's where you would choose the type of color you wanted to change. So if you notice, there's primary, secondary, there's color number 3, number 4, and number 5. So that's used on all of the pages on the website. So just change whatever you want with the color that you wanted to choose, and then it will change or update, right?
Gotcha. So I did it. So I got, I don't really like that color I picked either. So wait a minute.
Yeah, just have to.
Well, so if I go to red.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, so it's weird. The color that I pick here. Oh, so that's, never mind. That's the wrong, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, the colors go ahead.
Right. No, sorry. I wouldn't be able to see the changes that you're doing right now. But
I haven't replenished.
No, that's correct.
What?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now.
Right. But, yeah. So we'll go to the images now, because that's also something that needs to be. Right. So if
now,
you.
Never.
Okay, so maybe you could figure out what type of or which color you would want to use in the future, because there are of course a lot of colors that you would want.
Exactly.
You would
now that I see how to do that,
yeah.
I can do that.
Exactly.
I can come back to that. All right.
Exactly. Right. So next, let's go to the images now. Right. So if you want to change the images on the web page, you just have to go to content.
Content. Yeah.
Right, and then you go to collections.
All right, and gallery.
Right. Uh-huh. And then you should be able to see featured services seed, and stuff like that, right? But the very first one is the featured services final, and the very first entry is the furnace installation. So if you click on the I or the yellow right next to the one, click the, if you hover your mouse there, it should have two arrows pointing in the opposite direction. Click that.
I hit the wrong thing and I tried to hit back and it took me back to the dashboard. So let me get back where I'm.
Sure.
I was following you for a few seconds, but I hit the wrong one. And then, all
right.
Content.
Right.
Collection.
Yep. Content. Yep. Content. Collections. feature services. And then on the very first one, furnace installation, look for the arrows that are pointing in opposite direction. Click on that. And you should see a new window that should pop up, and you should see the featured image. You can replace it with whatever image that you would want to use.
Gotcha. Okay, so I just click on that one, and then I just click on something from my images. But I actually want to put a... Gotcha. I want to put a different picture. I just took some more pictures.
Great.
So how to... Okay, now... Going, all right, so if I want to, upload images right there.
Yeah, so if you actually go to the gallery, so right under feature services, there's gallery, you should see the images that you have over. Sure.
Okay, so now I'm on, okay, there we go. I just wondered how I go back. Okay, so say that again. So I go back to gallery instead of featured services, like gallery.
Yeah. Yeah, and you should be able to see all of the pictures that you sent us. Yeah.
Gotcha. There we go. Add images. So how do I upload more images onto the site?
Right. So if you scroll down a bit, you should see add image, lower part of your screen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you should be able to see upload, import. So import is how you put... pull from like Facebook or from everybody, from everywhere else. But if you want to upload, so these are from maybe your phone or your computer, just click on upload and it will open, that you would be able to open or see photos that you have on your computer.
Right. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
There we go. So now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. I just got to get figure out. Okay. So then I can do all this stuff. All right. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. I'll mess with this. I can't figure it out. Again, I'm an old man.
Right.
So
that's fine.
I got a better idea of what's going on. Thank you
exactly.
very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Just give us a call or send us a chat if you need help, and somebody will definitely assist you right away. Okay.
Yep, bye.
All right, thanks for taking my